Hello and welcome to Inside View on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. Thanks for joining us. Our guests today are Ashley Washburn, Executive Director, Family Health Services of East Central Ohio, and Stephanie Dunlap and Mallory Meeker with Whole Living Recovery.
I don't know where to start, but Stephanie, you were in not too long ago, and you said, hey, we got to get in here and we got to talk about the reentry resource fair and what's going to be happening. Just real quick, before we get Mallory in here, remind folks what reentry is and what it's all about and what you guys are now doing.
So Whole Living Recovery absorbed the Licking County Reentry Coalition back in April. So that's now a program under our housing organization. So what we're doing with reentry is we're helping people when they're coming out of prison, when they're coming out of jail, just find resources, you know, when they reenter back in society. Or I like to say too, like reentering recovery, you know, I mean, that's a reentry process in itself. When you're coming off the streets with years long addiction issues, that's a reentry in itself.
So how many folks do you see in this program then? I mean, is there sometimes a lot, sometimes a little, or?
Last year we saw somewhere around 400 clients.
Mm-hmm. So that's a lot. All right, Mallory, maybe talk a little bit about how you got involved with reentry. Was it, you know, said, hey, we need somebody to run this thing. What are we doing here?
Yeah, so Stephanie had taken over the Licking County Reentry Coalition, and we had some extra funds that to bring somebody on, and she asked me basically we could do with it what we felt we needed to do, and we got a grant from ODRC, an expansion grant, and we really didn't understand what was about to happen to reentry. It completely exploded. We went from serving about 15 clients a month to 75 within a matter of months, and we've been able to help so many people reenter from the criminal justice system. There's so many people that we get to help, so it completely exploded, and now we are ODRC, and when I say ODRC, I mean Ohio Department of Rehabilitation and Corrections. We're certified through them, and so we work closely with them and making sure that folks have a plan when they're coming back to Licking County, and that goes to housing, driver's license, case management, birth certificates. A lot of folks don't have the proper identification when they get here, so for them to go to a homeless shelter, if they qualify to get into one, they don't even have the proper identification to do that. So we do our best to be that bridge and get with them before they even get out of the county jail.
So what do you do then? Do you go to, I mean, I see you're wearing a Licking County government lanyard. So do you go to the jail? What's the process that you're involved in?
Yeah. So I used to go to the jail. We now have a case manager that specifically goes to the jail. That's Cassie Aller, and she handles going to the jail, and then she communicates with inmates that are on the ODRC count. So those folks that are coming back, we have a messaging system called the Getting Out app and Relink, and Cassie works with them and they message her, and so we come up with a plan. And what I do is I'm the reentry coordinator now, and I kind of oversee what Cassie is doing at the jail and with ODRC and a lot of planning. You know, we're a nonprofit, so we're fundraising, we're driving clients to appointments, we're teaching them how to drive. That's always fun. I don't even know how many people have driven our vehicles and that we've helped. You know, we have cones that we use to help people because there's really a lot of gaps in the system, and we're like, we might as well just do it ourselves, you know?
You finding success with the program? I mean, you don't have to have the exact numbers, but I mean, if you were to take just kind of a guess, you finding success with it?
Oh, most certainly. You know, we are doing something that nobody else is doing in this county, and that's just filling in the gap. We're not reinventing the wheel. We're just filling in the holes in the wheel. Mm-hmm. So our numbers they're over quadrupled of what they were doing. And actually, you know, I say this in the most humble manner I possibly can. Michelle Hallman told us yesterday, she said, what you guys have done is so impressive. And from the director of probation to speak that about the work that we have been doing just like brings tears to my eyes, because we don't do this obviously for the money. It's nonprofit work. We do it because we know that there's a need and we know that Licking County needs it. So. Mm-hmm.
Okay, talk about the resource fair that's coming up, because folks need to know about this. It's happening pretty quickly.
Yeah, so we're having our second annual reentry resource fair. It's on September 23rd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and that's at One Courthouse Square here in Newark. It's at the Felony courthouse. We'll have live music, a keynote speaker, a DJ. We'll be having free food. We are really encouraging agencies, that treatment centers, to bring their clients down. We have a lot of things that we're giving away, goodies that we have, hygiene kits. It's going to be a really good time, and we really want to show love to the clients and to the people that are coming down to help.
And I'm looking, you've got a pretty powerful speaker that is coming that can talk to, hey, look, things weren't going the right way for me, but I turned my life around. Maybe talk about who's going to be your keynote speaker.
Yeah, so we have, his name is Johnny Irish Harvey. He spent over half of his life in prison. I think he did over 30 years is what Lex told us. And he has made it his mission to help other people find the light. And that's what this is all about, is like, you know, we might have went through the dark, but like, there's a reason that we made it through that, and we get to be that light today. So he's going to be coming, and he's very excited. I actually have never met him, but I heard he's a big personality, and he helps a lot of people. So who better than him to come and speak love into our community.
And before we bring Ashley into the conversation, how important, Mallory, is it that families get involved in this process, even long before their loved one, family, friend gets out, but, you know, just to get involved in the process and come to something like this?
Yeah, you know, the disease of addiction and folks that are involved in the criminal justice system, this has touched every single family, whether it's an extended family member or somebody that you live with. It doesn't discriminate on who we are or what our parents do for a living or what education that we have. So it's extremely important to have a support network to help us get our lives back together. You know, if we could do this on our own, we would have done it a long time ago. And I think what reentry speaks volumes to is that if we provide the proper support for folks, the sky is the limit, you know. And a true example of that are people like Stephanie and I and Cassie. You know, we needed these services to be able to do what we do today, and that's to help people and improve our own lives while we're doing it.
All right, Ashley, I'll bring you in again. Your Family Health Services East Central Ohio Executive Director. And before we get into the big fundraiser that you're going to be doing with Whole Living Recovery, remind people what you do in this community to help folks who are struggling.
Sure, thank you. So at Family Health Services, we're a nonprofit reproductive health clinic. So we do health care on a sliding fee scale. No one is denied services. We also do all the STI testing and treatment for Lakeen, Muskingum, Fairfield, and Perry counties. And I was blown away and impressed by Mallory and Stephanie when I first met them and heard about the work they're doing. Also saw a great need for it, clientele coming through our doors. A lot of them had been recently incarcerated, didn't know what to do. To be able to link them with them is beautiful. They also saw a need with their clientele who hadn't had healthcare in a while, so they brought them to me for stigma-free healthcare, which is what we provide at all times. So partnering with them has been great. We've gone into their houses and done testing. They've brought clients to us and vice versa. So when we were talking about, you know, how we're very small and mighty, both of our agencies, so it's like, how can we partner together to make a difference? And then the next step was, how can we partner together to fundraise in these times with each other, for each other? So that's when the idea of doing a dinner together came about.
Well, talk a little bit about that collaboration. And you and I have mentioned this before, that, you know, you can't do it all on your own. They can't do it all on their own. You guys have to say, okay, how can we work together? And that seems to be a strong suit in this community, where you can get different agencies together. How important is that?
Very important. So to plug the United Way of Licking County, like I always do, I'm the CPC chair, the Community Partner Chair for the United Way Board, and my job is to represent all of the nonprofits. So the beautiful thing that receive funding from the United Way, the beautiful thing in that is I've been able to partner with so many agencies and learn about and start to collaborate with. When I first got this position, geez, we're on 5 years now. I like to say I'm still a new director, but I'm getting to the point where I can't. But when I first obtained this position, my first goal was to reach out and learn and collaborate, because I thought there's no way in these times that I can do this alone. Mm-hmm. Like you said, community partnership is huge, and I work in a lot of counties, and a lot of counties do a good job of it, but man, Licking County really stands out. Mm-hmm. We have a very strong partnership, and I'm very happy that we're a part of that.
You know, the thing that I hear, and all three of you can speak to this and for each of your organizations, but non-judgmental is huge for folks who come through your doors, correct? People got to...
Yeah,
I think Mallory mentioned, you know, it could happen to anybody.
Yeah,
and you
yeah.
just can't be judging people, correct?
Stigma-free care has mm-hmm. been my mantra, and I know these gals live by that, too. You can't judge, and people feel that. I mean, I don't know how many client testimonies I have that just says, I feel like I was heard and I wasn't judged. I mean, that's just humanity. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to feel mm-hmm. like they're heard and they're not being judged. So I think if you offer that right off the bat with people, you're going to get a lot further in helping them than, you know, if they come in your doors and feel judged. They don't want to open up. They don't want, you know, it's hard to ask for help. So when you are and you're vulnerable, you don't want to be treated a certain way. So mm-hmm. I think being mindful of that has gotten both of our agencies very far.
You find that too, Mallory, that being non-judgmental and just saying, hey, we're here to help you, that's the way to do it?
Yeah, I think that when people come to us, one of the reasons that they come to us is because they know that we're going to show them unconditional love. You know, it's hard to be vulnerable with somebody when you feel like they're judging you. And, you know, that's why... Stephanie and I and Cassie, we have pictures of our mugshots up in our office. And, you know, when folks walk in, they're like, is that you guys? They're like, yeah. And they're like, oh man, we thought you guys were probation officers. We're like, no, we're just recovering addicts just like you. You know, we've been through it and we're going to show you unconditional love no matter where you're at. And something I'm going to steal from Patricia Perry is we're going to meet them where they're at and we're not going to leave them there.
Mm-hmm. That came to my mind too. Yeah. I'm so glad she taught me that in the beginning of my career. Patricia said, always meet people where they're at. And you can do that in so mm-hmm. many ways, yep. physically, emotionally, mentally. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's been a game changer for me once she told me to have that mentality.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think because of someone's past mistakes or drug addiction makes them any less of a human being. Mm. Everybody deserves to be loved and cared for, because if not, then they're isolated. You know, mm-hmm. they're isolated. And we as a community, like, no one's coming to save us. Mm-hmm. We as a community need to do this. We need to step up and we need to start reaching a hand out to them.
All right. A way folks can do this, the public can help out, is with a really cool fundraiser dinner that's going to be coming up. Maybe talk a little bit about what you and Family Health Services is partnering on.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. So we are having a fundraiser dinner on October 22nd, and it starts at 5:30 p.m. We're doing a masquerade theme because it's kind of close to Halloween. So we are asking all the guests that attend dress in black. We're just trying to make it fun, mm-hmm. you know, just a fun time to come together. So that will happen at the Doubletree. We will be presenting community awards. We'll be doing auctions. We do have a live auctioneer. There'll be music and dinner. Yeah, dancing. Yes. General admission into the event is $50 per ticket. If any agencies out there want to give to a great cause, we do have sponsorship levels. We have a silver mass sponsorship at $250, and that'll get you two tickets into the event. Then we have a gold mass sponsorship at $500, and that will get you four tickets into the event. And then we have our black mass sponsorship, which is our highest at $1,000, and that will get you six tickets into the event. And all these come with social media recognition. And all that. We also, on our Facebook pages, both, all three of them, you can find the event QR code. We do have the event live on Better World. That's also listed on our Facebook pages as well. So you can link through there to buy tickets and just pay online.
Mm-hmm. Ashley, Stephanie mentioned a live auction. Can you talk about what are some of the items that are going to be up for auction for folks?
We're still collecting. Okay. So actually, this would be a good time to plug. If businesses would like to help, that would be amazing. They can contact us to put baskets together. I mean, Doubletree has been helpful. We know a lot of local businesses, restaurants, that sort of thing that we're going to be mm-hmm. getting items mm-hmm. from. So I guarantee it'll be a wonderful auction. We're still building it, though. to be honest. So yeah, if anybody wants to contribute to that, that would be amazing. And they can get a hold of, the Facebook pages are the easiest, like Stephanie had mentioned, Whole Living Recovery, the Reentry Program, and Family Health Services are pretty easy to find on Facebook.
You've been listening to Inside View on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. I'd like to thank our guests today, Ashley Washburn, Stephanie Dunlap, and Mallory Meeker. And as always, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a great day.